This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm excited. I'm excited to meet you. I'm excited to get into it with you. You've had an amazing journey. I think we have a huge amount to talk about. We'd always heard people saying, like, do you know Sarah Sherman? Like, she loves the show. She listens to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, oh, like, Sarah,
which is
like
so Sarah, great to hear.
It's awesome. It's awesome. And I'd be like, Sarah Squirm, and they'd be, well, she's like, she's Sarah Squirm until she gets SNL, and then she's going to be Sarah Sherman. And this was in like 2015 or something like that.
Yeah, which I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty confident.
I think that's awesome.
And it paid off. Like, it was like, yes, with good reason, you backed that shit up.
And people would say, but she really admires, like, you guys and, like, what you're doing, and she has sort of like floated the idea of, like, when she does get it, of like giving you her spot. Because Lauren, like, for people who doesn't, if you don't know, you get through like the audition and like the quiz and everything, and then he offers you the chance to perform the noble deed, which is, you, if there is someone who you whose creative work
you admire, yes,
you admire, usually someone
inspired you,
who's
who in
much
a way
older
got
you
on the show, because
yes,
if they have shaped your comedic identity, as we apparently have with you, you are able to bestow upon them your slot.
Sorry, as like a faithful and like obedient listener of the show. Uh-huh. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm sort of sitting in silence because I actually don't know if it is my, am I allowed to talk yet?
If, well, I should talk to Hayes about this. And if I could talk to Hayes about this separately. So Sarah Squirm is,
I'm giving you your privacy.
Is a listener of the show.
There's a,
she is a fan of the show.
But before we do this, you're not covering up the lens. What we can see is just all skin. And for some people who subscribe to the video feed, that's going to be too much in one direction or another. You know what I mean?
Totally. Say no more.
It's a lose-lose.
Yes. Yes.
So I want to say, Hayes, that, you know, it is one of the only times we have had someone on the show who does listen. Mm-hmm. And you have, in asking for a favor, effectively stolen from her. You have robbed her, because what true listeners love is the half story at the top of the show. It happens over the music.
I know.
And this is one of the only people who it was safe to do it in front of, because they were going to know what was happening, and who may have even enjoyed it. And instead, what we've done is we have excised that. And so I don't know if it's a punishment because we were not given the slot. I don't know what the thinking was. We haven't talked in, I would say, a month.
Yes.
You and I.
And I know you feel the same way about this, when, if you actually do think about it, that it's not a punishment. It is a gift. I don't want to create that sense of obligation. I don't want to do SNL. My shit is for grownups. I don't do shit for like college boys. You know what I mean? Mm-mm.
Little college boy,
like
frat.
The shit I'm working on right now is like, it is for grown-up adults. I'm working on like a farce right now, for example.
Mm-hmm. The Doors. It's so noises off.
Yes.
This farce Hayes has.
It's like an Italian noises off. Yes.
So noises off.
It's like if Harlequin were just sort of wandering within noises off. Is that, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And being able to like rearrange people. But like, and also for Sarah, if you accept the noble, if you do perform the noble deed, you can never see Lorne again, and you mm-hmm. and you won't, you will not remember Lorne.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I get like the Men in Black kind of like flashlight in the eyes.
Yeah, but it's not even a flashlight that's just like a nice light. It is a mm-hmm. punch in the face from Colin Jost.
Yeah.
And I want like you guys
I received
to like
it. I received
what?
It.
The noble deed?
I
Sean's done it many times. They keep bringing him back and he doesn't remember.
I was cast. Yes, I was cast. I've nailed the audition. I've been flown to New York. I've gone on the stage. I've made the writers laugh. I've made Lorne laugh. And then when they give it to me, I'll usually pass it off to someone who I think needs a little bit more shine. Mm-hmm. And after you do that, and I've done that, you know, it's sort of an inside joke among us true SNL noble deed doers mm-hmm. that Colin Jost called his memoir A Punchable Face, because he has punched me in the face 5 or 6 times mm-hmm. in order to wipe my memory clean of my SNL experience. And I would do it again, and I will do it again. And if you tried to give it to me, all you would be doing is just giving me a new punch in the face, because I would probably at this point let Kevin do SNL instead of me. I think he's ready. Kevin, talk a little bit about what you're going to do this season on SNL after Sarah gives me the slot and then I give it to you.
How's this one, Sarah? This is
I'm all ears.
This is my grandma who doesn't like Avatar. I'm not going to watch it.
You know what keeps happening to me is, like, I know that, like, technically I am part of the conversation, but this four-square Zoom experience of my favorite podcast, Known to Man, I feel like I'm watching a little play. And even though I know I'm a part of this and I know I'm a part of the dialogue.
Well, it's noisy, people say that. I just want to say, people say that. People say that about us, but we actually cater to lots of different people.
It's a big tent.
How do you think you're doing, Sarah? Let's check in.
Yeah,
let's
do a little check in. We're around minute 8, so it's a nice
this
time
is year
to
what?
Stop down
what,
and say,
what year
this
is
your
this?
Chance.
This is 2. This is, by the way, my dressing room. Again, for the listeners at home who are watching this, like a little play.
Okay. It's just like a normal room to me.
And you're shrugging and you're acting like you're not getting an eyeful, but there's an eyeful here. And you're kind of like acting like this is no big deal to be seeing what you're seeing right now. But I actually think that I'm actually giving a lot. And there's a
getting
lot of
an eyeful
surveying
is
the room
like
right now.
Very normal for me. Like, actually, what I would be like really like, My jaw would drop if I ever saw just like a normal like working person's bathroom or something. You know what I mean?
Their bathroom. If I was inside their bathroom,
that to me is like
I'm usually getting an eye full or at least an eye half full because I'm not.
So none of you are charmed at all by the clown sitting on top of my lamp. None of you. There's nothing is striking anything within you. Like, oh, there's a clown sitting on top of the lamp. I actually like to be seeing that.
Shit didn't affect me. I am curious because you have this like kind of nice landscape painting, and I can sort of see in the water. Is there a Sasquatch or something there?
The swamp thing is rising from the depths
a swamp
of the
thing.
Painting.
Yes, thank you. Okay, and this, and if you guys could see, you know how small it is for me that I was able to identify that is actually pretty cool.
I do think that is pretty amazing. And again, as someone who literally minutes ago forgot that I was on the podcast and was watching this like a movie and a private show for me, I did notice that. And I did think that was amazing.
I want to check in. I haven't looked at the numbers in a while. How are we doing on like AV Club, like best sketch of the night?
And what percentage would you say? Yeah.
Sarah?
Usually Sarah? Is it sometimes Sarah? So here are the options. Never, sometimes, usually, always.
Always.
So 1 to 4.
So the fact that I don't know, does that mean that I'm not it? Because if you are, if someone says that you're the best sketch of the night, that means you know that you are, right?
They usually try and get a quote. Like, they usually try and call and just, like, get your, you know, just, like... So if they haven't checked in with you, and just looking back, Hello Kitty...
That's not good. No, not mine.
Were you background in that, or...?
I was back. Actually, you know, I don't know if you guys, like, are familiar with my work, but I had a line in that sketch. So...
You did have a line in that sketch?
Yeah, it was a barn burner of a line. So, you know, a lot of times people say, like, when you have an X Factor, like, even
if you
have one
Hello Kitty one-line character here with us today, Sarah?
I mean, do you want
to... Do you think we could have a quick... Very quick, one sentence conversation with the Hello Kitty one line character.
I think I could whip out the line. Are you ready for this? It's going to blow your fucking mind. It's going to actually, it's going to blow your the top of your skull clean off the top of your head, and it's going to hit, the brain is going to hit the ceiling with what I'm about to do.
So it's fine.
Well, the hat could fly off first, and then the rest of the, well, sorry.
Hayes' damn wig will come off.
Mr. Skyscraper. Okay, ready? I thought this would be like an insane place to get high.
So,
okay, yeah, and I do have to wash my hat now.
I'm just like checking
it's full
in.
Of brains.
So many people say, like, you know, like Sarah, like you seem like not very serious, like you're always being crazy and like totally random and wacky. But if you put me in a sketch at Saturday Night Live, even if I have one line, I will memorize it. I will put my pussy to the pavement. I will work harder than you could even possibly
come
imagine
on.
For my one fucking line.
Come on.
Come on. We stopped saying that. You, as a fan of the show, should know we stopped saying that months ago.
Do you want me to say
that? Stop being our catchphrase.
Well, I put my hole to the floor and I grind it out. That's how
that
we talk
mean,
here.
That's, that
everyone.
Includes everyone. Now everyone can enjoy it.
I put my lips to the sidewalk and I got to going. That's what you, that's kind of stuff we say here.
Have you done Inside Joke yet? Have you been on Inside Joke?
What could you possibly be talking about?
Have you done Inside Joke? Have you been on that?
Or Good One? You must have done Good One.
Have you done Good One?
What on earth could you possibly be talking about?
Oh my God.
Okay. Well, all right.
Does everyone know what
I'm just trying
you
to find like
about?
Where you're at, like in the comedy landscape?
I'm in nowhere. You guys knew for years that I was your number one fan in the picket line, standing with my fist in the air, saying Hollywood Handbook forever, really.
I think it was maybe the messaging, the way, like, it's the fact that you did it in a way that's like, what is she mad about? What is she protesting?
Yeah.
The scientist says Hollywood Handbook.
Yeah, and you're screaming.
Yes.
And a lot of times there's a, another protest happening very nearby.
Because I
you don't necessarily
you
want our sign. Yeah,
I'm at the front lines for you guys. It doesn't matter what's happening, who's there, what's
but it
going
should.
On.
It should matter what's happening. It should matter who's there. I guess that's what we wanted to discuss in part, is that as much as we appreciate the support, maybe we could be a little more selective.
But aren't you glad that like there is conversation constantly on the front lines, on the front page. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Sort like, of. It's always, I'm always bringing it to the fore.
Yeah.
As they say.
I think we can, maybe if we bring you a little more to the fore, because just reading this, just Hello Kitty alone, I'm reading, the sketch belongs to Palmer and Yang. So Kiki yeah. Palmer and Bowen Yang. Like,
so no mention of my line?
No mention of your line at line all. Cecily gets a mention. And total ownership of the sketch is given to other performers. So.
And I respect that as a team player and a member of an ensemble. I can respect
let's
that.
Let's actually talk about that because like you are... mostly known for like let's like just tick off some of your characters. Can we just like
yeah please
yeah, let's go through it right now yeah.
Please I welcome.
So one is like you just like it's you Sarah Sherman, you're just doing like you
just I'm you being talking. Real I'm being 100% yep. real okay, I'm no fake
one.
No fake
that's
bullshit.
The one I know the one that Hayes
that's the only one I know too
yes
and you seem very invested in that one.
That one, I feel you putting the work in. I don't know what else is going on, but Hayes and I always talk about this. People tune into this show to escape.
To escape.
Because there's so much bullshit out there. And this should be a relief. The world of fantasy, right? Crazy costumes, wild accents, incredible Hello Kitty sketches. Yes. If I wanted to see Sarah Sherman, I would just spend 6 months scheduling a single podcast appearance with her. You know, I wouldn't have to. I wouldn't have to turn on my TV and tune in late at night. So what we're thinking is, could we help you help the country and possibly develop some new characters that are a little further removed maybe from what we're enduring right now?
I mean, I basically, again, as your guys' number one fan who's putting my hooves on the pavement trying to get the word out constantly about Hollywood Handbook, shorthand known as HH, you know, again, not offended that I wasn't asked for years. Not, no, seriously, I'm not.
Good.
And did you get a follow back?
I actually sort of, I'm kind of looking at my feed right now and I'm kind of not really seeing anything in the realm of follow back territory, follow back Friday. But no, seriously, as someone who is great, as you guys know, big fan of the work, who again was not asked to be on the podcast until quite recently. I know him. I'm never.
What that reason?
Yeah.
This again.
It's been quite the dance we've done to to land in this spot. Kevin, do you have the email number? Sometimes Kevin collects the number of emails that it took to schedule someone.
I started on Instagram, then worked my way to email. So let me scroll down.
When was the IG message? When was it initially explored?
July 12th. Hey, we're coming up on 1 year.
Okay, 1 year. And I just want to, if we kind of like do the math, kind of like blow it, kind of like explode it outward. So we're talking July a year. But if we're talking the grand scheme of listenership, like I'm kind of going back, you know what I'm saying? Like the math of like how long I've been listening to kind of how long I kept you guys waiting. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's like a drop in the bucket kind of thing.
When did you earn it in your mind? What was the moment?
Yeah, when should like, you have been asked?
Let's go back in your career and let's pinpoint the exact moment where you earned it.
Where we missed.
When I was doing bar shows in Chicago, and I was kind of like out in these streets being like, you know, there's a Chicago comedian who's kind of a little different. She's kind of interesting. Right.
And we had so many, we were having just like, we did Chicago 2018 that I remembered. Every single show in 2018 was a Chicago bar show comedian.
Yeah.
But I was.
Did we actually have John Hamm?
Oh yeah, that's right.
And how's that fucker doing?
Actually, awesome.
He's actually really nice.
He's Fletch now. Okay. He's actually Fletch now that you ask.
Well, I can't wait to
see. If you even actually want to know.
I'm sweating profusely, I have to say.
You don't have to say that at all.
No. I have to. Well, because you guys wanted to know the Sarah Sherman, like, behind the mask. And,
no.
Like, who is she really?
No, that's the opposite of what
about
we
that.
Wanted.
The absolute
we
opposite.
Want, we want more masks for Sarah Sherman. That is what we were here to
so
that's
fuck
the whole
it.
Idea.
Give it. Listen, I'll tell you what. My range is limited. Okay? I can't do accents. I can't do an insane little gestures. I can't do characters. I need you badly. I need you guys to be telling me.
We got to do something. This thing with just like, honestly, the thing with like Jost and like abusing Jost, this is going to come back around. People are just going to be like, this guy's one of the most oppressed people on earth. He is.
Yeah. So you guys are going to, you think people are going to look back 3, 4, 6, 7, 9 years
it's
at those
come
YouTube
back
clips.
Yes.
And they're going to say.
You victimized someone.
Yes.
And there's going to be a new wave of cancel culture that's actually going to... We know she's being ironic. We know she's being tongue-in-cheek. She's being coy. She's being a little bit funny, would you say?
It's cyclical.
But...
We know that now. We're in this very coy era right now.
Totally.
But that's not going to translate to like 5 years from now.
Mm-hmm. They're going to say this is conflict, this is abuse. And they will, by the way. They will.
Right now?
They will go back and watch.
Coy era. Joe Coy.
They'll have to. They'll be selected for the jury.
Yes.
And it will be shown in the courtroom. And you will have to pick the right face to make while it's airing.
That's no, not
better.
That one.
That's better, but better than though. What I thought you would do. Yeah. We're getting colder, colder. That's further away. I think this is what we were looking for. That you're scolding your past self. You shouldn't have autogone done that. Now, we must build characters.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Let's just...
Let's
okay,
just
no, go ahead. I was gonna
out.
Say let's
no,
just start, what, but what? You made
I was
a noise.
Gonna say what? I feel like listen, I'm not like pointing anything out. I'm like not pointing fingers and I'm not like trying to be like confrontational, but you guys are like sort of familiar with what I can kind of bring to the table, what kind of tool belt I'm working with. So mm-hmm. like do you want me to tell you what I can bring to the table and you kind of work from there? Cause like I or do you want to just go like you want to blue sky it?
You said no accents, no like no voices of any kind.
Mm-hmm. I could do pirate voice.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Okay. That is huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
Captain
Jackal. Talking like Sparrow. A pirate. Captain
you know.
Jackal and Sparrow.
Oh, and I will wear like any like
that's girl right. boss
thing.
Captain a captain Jacqueline, that's girl boss, that's kind of good.
You'll wear anything.
I'll
so
wear
clothing
anything.
Wise we're not limited.
And
we're
I
not even limited
like,
just to clothing.
No, but posture could also if this kind of strikes anything character wise like kind of like going like that
like
is
wearing
a big
shoulders like a as earrings
yo-yo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw some stuff out there, okay? And we're just going to mm-hmm. kind of see how this fits,
see what
right?
you do with it, yeah.
You want to watch me cook?
So what do we think about Snape Dogg?
Okay. Do you want me to go for it?
Mm. We don't have to jump right into it.
I'm feeling inspired. Can I just?
If you
off
just
the top
you're
of
ready
head,
to go. You're ready to go. Go, go, yeah. go, go,
off
go.
Off the top of my head.
Let's do it now.
I smoke weed, mate.
That's very close. I think Snape Dogg would probably smoke wort, wouldn't he? Like isn't that probably he'd probably say that he smoke wort every day.
I need a
smoke
tiny
wort
bit
well, every day.
Me. I think we need. A tiny bit more of the dog in there, and maybe he would smiz oak wart every day. Same voice.
Smiz oak wart every day.
Smiz oak wart every day.
And I'm not a child, so I'm not familiar with the Harry Potter franchise, but I can respect that you guys kind of like off the top of the dome could just like at any moment like reach back into the like... unconscious and just kind of pull a Snape out. You know what I mean? I respect that, seriously.
And bring
good.
Back into the unconscious. Good.
That's really nice. Good.
Good. The way you said it sucked, but I guess the idea is fine with me.
Snape Dogg. I'm going to put Snape... Okay. Do you have one more in you, or is this...
Yeah, I had one more thing.
Yeah, give me one.
My best friend, Martha Stewart, and those pictures everybody was posting online at one time.
Right. And of the two of us, she was in jail, when actually I should be in jail. Can you believe that I didn't go to jail?
Hollywood Handbook.
This week on the Patreon, the boys help me prepare for an upcoming big trip to Vegas, and the Flagrant Ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Plus, you can see Hollywood Handbook live in LA February 15th or March 29th at Dynasty Typewriter. If you can't make it, there will be live stream tickets available, or you can watch it later that week on the Patreon. Sounds like a pretty nice, fun time to me. Check out all these shows and the videos for today's episode with Sarah at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Well, you're probably as sick of Nepo babies as I am. Hey, guys, it's me, the Clem Dog. Yeah, these silver spoon chomping sons of guns have just about gotten their sticky little fingers into every facet of the industry. And it's not just Hollywood. It's the corporate world. It's everywhere. And I'm tired of it. And believe me, I was sick to my stomach when I saw the ad that I had to read today. I can't believe that Terrence Stamp, star of the Steven Soderbergh film about a British gangster looking for his daughter, the Limey, has a young one who has decided to, surprise, surprise, branch out and start their own company that advertises on podcasts. But I love the movie. So I said, let me check it out. And sure enough, Stamps.com, founded, I believe, by Terrence Stamp Jr., is the real deal. I was pissed. I wanted to get on here and say, I'll never do an ad for this friggin' thing because I just don't believe in this kind of being handed everything, born on third base, as it were, and thought you hit a triple. But the goddamn thing effing works. Okay? Stamps.com has partnerships with USPS and UPS for unbeatable rates up to 86% off. Wonder how they can afford that. Well, they got all that Limey money. But the fact is, the savings are being passed on to you. You never have to stress again about finding the fastest and cheapest shipping solutions. Stamps.com does that for you automatically. So how pissed am I going to be at Terrence Stamps Jr.? I mean, with Stamps.com, you can print your own postage right from home or the office within minutes of signing up. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. I mean, it's January, guys. I'm going to sit here and be mad that Terrence Stamps has a famous dad when I could be, you know, dealing with customer emails and returns and gift card purchases and the inevitable increase in postage costs easier and more seamlessly by using Stamps.com? I'm sorry. I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face on this one. Sometimes these Nepo babies know what they're doing, okay? I hate to say it. But you can start the new year by saving serious money on mailing and shipping. Get started with Stamps.com today. Sign up with promo code THEBOYS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Rewatch The Limey. It's very good. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter code THEBOYS, THEBOYS, and tell Terrence Stamps Jr. the Clem Dog sent you.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A Frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million, each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
Okay.
That's good. So that's one character. I have an easier one in some ways, but it may be harder for the podcast. Her name is Kelly Costco. And basically, you're a host and like somebody comes over and you ask like if they want any tea or anything. And then if they say yes, you hand them just a huge cup.
That's great.
The cup is so big.
It's Target. We're drawing from Target Lady.
Yes. The DNA of our ancestors, right?
Yes.
Are always going to be a part of the fabric of what we do here at SNL.
And she's hosting what? Sorry, just like pump me in.
She's just people coming over. It's just people are coming over. She's just hosting at home.
I see.
Kind of like Martha Stewart, like you just talked about. And then
because you say host and I immediately go like, you know, what I'm saying, like, you put me in the place of like interior,
you think I should host
game
SNL?
Show, you know.
Oh, OK. You think I should host SNL? You know, I posted not that long ago that if I got 10,000 retweets, I would host SNL. And I was going through the retweets and for such an enormous fan, I did not see but one from you.
Not even one retweet.
Here's the thing about me. I'm actually off the grid. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys could tell, like earlier, kind of before the podcast was rolling, I held up my phone and yeah. I didn't know if you guys could tell, but I got a small iPhone.
Yeah.
Kind of, kind of to discourage me from being on it so much. Cause I thought if it was such a small phone, why would I be on it?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of off the, you know what I'm saying? I'm like off the grid. My phone is really small.
And it looks like it's like kind of stinks. Like it's smelly or something.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
It's really small. It's even smaller than your hand.
So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know how you would demonstrate that character for us, but like you could maybe
no
just
voice
sign off,
necessarily.
Or even come up with an example of like what something else really big that you could hand someone.
Do you want me to just have
something
at
Costco
it right
is
now?
Huge.
Just rattling off things that like could be so big, you're carrying them.
Okay, okay. What if I was like that? Okay, hold on. Hey, thanks. Okay, give me a host for the show. Sean is hosting.
I mean, yeah. If you want to fucking actually be funny, yeah. If you think I should, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I told you, like, I'm boots the pavement with you guys.
Well, mention it. Like, say, you know, tell the fucking please don't destroy guys or whatever. Like, hey, this guy got a host.
Like, hey, you guys like looking for like a fourth? Like, you guys want another guy in the mix?
Could be cool, you know what I mean? Sort of an elder statesman of please don't destroy.
Are you
like
older
a Gandalf than type figure?
Hey,
leading them.
I something's missing, right? Who's to say it's not a slightly older white guy?
I can see you like just like being their like best friends, like without, you know what I'm saying, like. It wouldn't look visually like strange. Like, oh, there's like the three guys and their like best friend who's, I'm going to say, you know, 15 to 22 years old.
I hate
like
to put an exact number on it, you know, but the fact is like funny's funny at any age. Like, you know, we're just really about making people laugh and comedy and young stuff.
Fuck, man. Like, funny is fucking funny. Mm-hmm. Fuck. I shut the fuck down.
So you have no ideas for, like, big stuff that could be big.
Nothing big.
You
it feels okay, like okay, you're okay. Distracting from, like...
Thanks,
yeah.
Okay. Thanks, y'all, for coming over. Choice, by the way. Big accent.
Big choice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, incorrect choice, some might say.
You want me to go more mid-Atlantic?
I don't think they don't they have Sam's. I don't even know if they have
Costco.
Yeah,
Sam's. It's like that's like Walmart country. It's like not we want to go Costco. So
okay, sorry. Thanks everybody for coming over to my house.
That's good.
And then okay, you come over and you take like one of the crudité that I have on a big platter, and then you walk away. And then you come back to the crudité platter a little later with a mustache and say, it's not me. It's a different guy.
That's so different from the idea.
No, because now we're kind of playing with the...
You're playing off the sample, the free sample element.
That's completely the opposite.
Which, by the way, that's only on certain days. And this isn't even one of the days where they have that you're hosting this.
Because I think
they don't have
looking...
it on Saturday night. Like they don't do that. You can't go to Costco on Saturday night and get free samples. So that makes zero
it's
sense.
It's closed.
You
already
you
bought
guys
the stuff. The
write,
store is now closed.
If you guys want to write the two-dimensional sketch, have fun. I'm trying to make a five-dimensional chess sketch out of this shit. Okay? Mm-hmm. The next time you want to serve me shit on a fucking silver platter and I'm trying to make
I guess my real goal is not to get cut at dress. That's sort of what I was aiming at. But if you
best
like
sketch
being
that
cut
air.
At dress, then
oh,
by
wow.
all means.
Oh, what a huge honor. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's why AV Club isn't writing about my sketches because they get cut
it
at
is
dress.
Why. That is why.
You know, and sometimes, guess what? I dare to write something that gets pulled before the fucking table read. You want to know why? Because I dare to fucking think big. And by the way, not many people know that sketches get pulled before the table read, but they do.
Well, because the table read is famously supposed to be like 7 hours long, right? Like, you just read everything anyone's thought of, but apparently not everything.
It was 7 hours and 5 minutes. God, bullshit.
Lauren forbid. So... It's interesting, obviously, that you want to ruin it. maybe we should focus less on these kind of the visual sort of characters, right, like my Costco, Kelly Costco.
This one, I'm just putting this out there. I'm not, we can just sort of sit with it for a second and then maybe come back to it later.
Totally.
Psych Birbiglia. You have something for this?
You feel it? Good. Just go. Just go.
So whatever you were about to say about Psych Birbiglia.
Okay.
But add this on to it. Psych Bersmalia. So whatever the character is, it's that, but he's this big. He's the size of peanut. And go.
Okay.
And see again. So whatever you're about to say, just want to add on the extra layer.
Okay, so this Smalia, you get. Something being extra small, like now you understand.
We're with Kelly Costco, something being big was like so
foreign. That was the entire thing. And now you're just like crowbarring a size change. It's a Psych Birbiglia.
I said maybe we should move away from these visual things and get into more characters, and you were a goddamn fucking bobblehead on a dirt road. Just like, yes, let's move away. And then instantly it's like, hey, I've got a visual aspect for this. Like, okay, but you said we couldn't do that anymore. And furthermore, it should be Psych Bersmalglia. I think you still do need the G.
You think you need the G too. I understand why we're taking the whole word big out. I get, like, it's not that I don't understand.
I get it.
But we need the G.
We have to have it.
So, okay, he's really small. And he's saying, like, what I should have said was something, psych.
Yeah, psych. Should have been nothing.
Do think twice, psych. So that, you know, we can get back into that.
And here, I just want to say,
here's a 90-minute story about my couch. Psych.
I do want to say, kind of like, again, the age gap between like you guys and like me and PDD. I kind of loop myself in like kind of in the age bracket of PDD. Like, again, you guys could be like 15, 16 years older than me. Like, I'm not going to understand kind of like the rich reference base that psych brings. Like,
God forbid that people that have actually done something in this world have something to like enjoy at night.
Mm-hmm.
After holding up this entire fucking planet for a week, God fucking forbid that we actually get to relax
make
and
one thing
to
for them.
Psych versus
let's throw out everything that came before. I'm sure the new shit we invent will be way better.
And now
guaranteed.
We're making.
Let's
now we're making
scratch.
Psych. Now we're making
everything
psych
that worked.
Birbiglia,
yeah.
So small that we have to get our freaking cheaters out, mm-hmm, just to be able to enjoy
see the sketch.
This character. Great. That's the one change we make. Great.
Perfect.
I love it.
Yeah. Thanks. Thanks for your help with that.
Really quick.
Hey, Sarah, come on. Inside joke. Psych. That's fucking psych. Bersmalglia.
Just really quick. I know we're going back and forth. Just really quick. I don't even want to get into these. I just want to kind of consider them. Mrs. Peepers, Antonia Banderas, Womango. These are, I think, available. I think we're ready.
Just write them down. Just
Mrs.
write
Peepers.
That down.
So this is you. Mrs. Peepers, Antonia Banderas, Womango.
And can I pitch on Mrs. Peepers?
Yeah.
Just on
just
Mrs. Peepers? Okay, sure.
Yeah, pitch on it.
Dare I? For just a moment? Mrs.
For
Peepers.
A moment.
We said yes. We already said yes.
Do you think the listeners at home are familiar?
No, the
with,
pitch.
Is there... With Mr. Peepers?
Your pitch is people don't know what it
no.
is.
No. Okay.
Good pitch.
Here's my pitch. In all seriousness. Seriously, guys. Seriously. I'm being serious right now.
I've been serious the whole time.
Mr. Peepers doing his thing. Okay? Y'all know what I'm talking about. He's going to town on that apple. And everyone's going like, I'm sorry, this is kind of the Cirque du Soleil of comedy with how physical it is and et cetera.
He says, bah. Mm-hmm.
And someone comes up to Chris Kattan, who plays Mr. Peepers, and says, is there a Mrs. Peepers? Kind of, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, honey, is there a Mrs. Peepers?
So, what?
In kind of a flirtatious kind of way.
What we're pitching here is not
just the way
somebody else who's not this character.
You want to play the character who says, "Is there a Mrs. Peepers?"
Well, and then someone like go flirt. So let's say Sean is hosting the show. He's playing, you know, Mr. Peepers is in front of.
You think he should?
Yeah, if you think I'd do a good job, I mean, I'd be, geez, I'm nervous, but I would try it.
I mean, my lips to God's ears, honey, and boy, do I wish, you know what I mean? So, you know, you're maybe
you wish that your lips were on God's ears?
I just think I have a lot to that he should be hearing right now, especially.
Mm-hmm.
At a time like this, I think I actually have a kind of a lot of ideas about what could be going on.
What'd you say? Something about peeing?
I think she said, worst pee.
Ugh.
I would go into God's ears and I would say world peace. Call me crazy.
Right. Like he hasn't had that idea. Like, I just love this. Is again, like, I'm young. Oh, wow, I've got the idea. Like, it's like, yeah, we've been working on that. It actually doesn't work. Like, if you actually were... If you were kind of in the draft with us, like piecing through this and knew all the problems that we had encountered, this is the best version. You're living it. Sweetie. So
you're hosting
okay,
and
Mrs.
you go to Chris Kattan and you are hitting on him sexually, sexual style. And you
say you
tilt your glasses down like that. And then you wiggle the arms of your glasses like this, and you say, "Is there Mrs. Peepers?"
Is there Mrs. Peepers? Okay.
And then he goes, "Unfortunately," he goes, "Unfortunately, yes." And then I do come out, and I am saying "bah," and I'm kind of doing the kind of physical Olympics of comedy feats. Mm-hmm. And like I'm on top of the stool, and I'm kind of flipping around, and I'm eating the apples as well. And it's kind of like
apples. I mean, can we plus apples? How do we feel about, and I want to get a sense of your range here, what kind of peel thickness do we think we can really, like, take down at that speed?
I think if we're, like, extrapolating on a theme, like, if we have to, like, escalate from apples, I think we got to start eating things that are inedible.
Kind wow, so we're
simple.
Skipping fruit entirely. This is, I mean, you're talking about, like, I'm young. Like, what are we using your youth for if not to, like, have your bottom teeth scrape? I was going to say, like, an unripe grapefruit.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just have
good.
That spraying
you
everywhere.
You shred through a watermelon.
That's good. That, I mean.
But you're talking inorganic stuff.
Mm-hmm. Let's,
okay. Keep going. Throw something great. Out. Nothing in the
like
room.
Any,
do not pitch anything that you see in the room. Something out. Something that mm-hmm. is clearly not in
something,
the room.
Something that's an idea that your brain makes.
Just like off the top of the dome. Like I was thinking like maybe like a bunch of chalk.
Chalk?
Like, you know, I'm putting myself like in the scene.
Like a big round piece of chalk?
If it's huge. I mean, this is why, like, the big chalk would have been great for the Costco sketch. Like, this is why I'm so frustrated, is I just feel like we threw that one away. Actually, it is where a lot of your ideas live. I don't know.
We could go
I have
back
one,
to Costco.
I have
I'm
one
open.
Idea. I have one idea, and I want to see if you can do this. And it does require some accent work that actually might work with what you were doing for Costco. So this idea is James Carville, and it is the famous political mind. He has bought Carville ice cream, and he wants to make Cookie Puss more Cajun. So there's sort of a raging Cajun version of Cookie Puss.
Then he's advising Cookie Puss on how to like get out, how to like really ingratiate. He's advising Carvel on
or
like
deal with a scandal or something
strategy for around Cookie Puss, but everything is making Cookie Puss more Cajun,
more Cajun. Yes.
And Sarah's like, oh, James Carville.
Yeah.
He's old Stephanopoulos guy.
Yeah. I'm, yeah.
Okay.
Like so
see how you deal with that.
Stephanopoulos.
All right. Good luck.
Okay.
okay. I only like Karl Rove. It's like, okay.
Sure. Y'all.
Okay.
Y'all.
We can move on. We can do something else. I actually like this idea. I actually might do it if I host, so I don't want to. I don't want to leave this taste in everyone's mouth of you trying to do the voice, because it's like, it's gonna be too fresh in people's minds.
Y'all.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all, Fudgy the Whale. I cannot.
He doesn't say I cannot.
He doesn't say that.
He does not say I cannot with
anything. He actually famously has like a can-do spirit. Yeah.
Yes. It's Tuesday. Is A Man Called Otto spoken for this week?
Okay, so it's Tuesday. It is writing night. So I am taking the time out of my precious writing night to be here with you guys today.
Actually doing your job for you, but sure.
Yeah, we're writing way better shit, actually. So
I was kind of, thinking somebody comes up. Like, I, like, famously, like, again, like, my range is small but powerful, and, like, you know, my one line can steal something away. So maybe Mikey Day is playing Tom Hanks, and someone comes up to him and goes, "Is there a woman called Mrs. Otto?"
Okay, he says, "Unfortunately, yes."
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah.
Oh, and then I go, "Well, is there a cat I can get my hands on?"
That's you now.
Yes,
Sarah Sherman again. Okay.
Okay.
I have this, and I don't know if this is anything, but just hearing you guys talk about it, maybe this makes it in the show this week. A Man Called Otto Erotic Asphyxiation.
That's what we're experiencing right now as a country.
With Costco, now we're cooking with gas. With Costco, you came in and gave me fucking nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm. But with autoerotic asphyxiation.
The entire sketch. It builds so easily. It's done. It's done on the pitch.
Things that are small can get so much bigger for this. You know, they take the tea and they go, "Oh, thank you." And you go, "Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to offer you sugar." And then there's a fucking sugar cube the size of a Volkswagen bus.
Okay, hear me out.
It's your hand again. Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, Sarah.
Sorry,
yes.
I thought you were doing trying to cover the camera again.
Okay, when you come to Kelly Costco's house, you might be eating in bulk. Let me tell you, you're going to be shitting in bulk as well.
No, she doesn't talk about it at all. She thinks these are normal. It's not
the
dialogue.
She thinks it's the regular size for it. Yeah.
Yes.
But you guys don't think she has a big, massive toilet for when everyone takes their big, beefy dumpers after?
She does have a huge toilet. She
the
got
toilet's
it at Costco.
Big, yeah.
It's huge.
Yeah.
Or she has
where's the restroom? And then she points.
Where's the toilet? I got it right here. Yeah. She has a pallet of toilets that are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and
I guess
the
toilet itself isn't bigger at Costco. They just have a bunch of them.
Either one works. Yeah.
So when I do this sketch this week, do I have to like give you guys like producer credit, or do I have to like?
Again, my shit.
Well, I'll be hosting. I can say this
ups.
Was my idea. Like, I'm there, so I'll just be like, "Hey, this part was my idea."
He can introduce, like, instead of the way they come out for like the musical guest, he can just come out like just in front of the stage and be like, "This, ladies and gentlemen, this one was my idea." And then just go into that sketch.
Yeah, and then we just pop right into the sketch. I just walk over into the stage.
I want to just put out there Turkey Sorpresa, which is a character from Spain who's like kind of the Spanish Thanksgiving Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
And you're doing like a holiday event at like a school or something like that, and you want to honor like all different traditions around the holidays. And so we're doing Christmas and Hanukkah and Kwanzaa and also Spanish Thanksgiving, which is represented by Turkey Sorpresa, which is your character.
I think that's cool. I had one. This maybe is more in keeping with what you want to do. It seems like you want to go sort of dirty. So I was thinking maybe you could be Minnie Mouse. And it's kind of like a Sex in the City type thing where you're like telling Daisy Duck about how Mickey blew your back out.
And then I could say stuff like, yo, like, I put my mini mussy to the pavement. And
oh, my God.
I'm not going to write that. We famously have stopped saying that on the show, but I do. Yes, please. Sarah, you had something?
I just also, like, again, like, your idea, yes, that. And I just want to add to it, maybe it's Biggie Mouse, like, Biglia Mouse.
Oh, my gosh. Biglia Mouse.
Micklia? Yeah.
It would be just a scale thing. So it's whatever the specificity, like, you wanted to put on the character. Like, I'm respecting that. Like, mm-hmm. I just want, again, put it in your mind. Kind of like, we can play with scale here.
This is topic. And if I would prefer they be huge. That's better for me and like people of my cohort. It's easier for me to see them if they're gigantic than if they're small. Easier, so this is like a simple, this is an improvement. It can be like HBO Max. They're like selling off their catalog, and like Disney is like expanding, and so they like bought this up. So it's like it could be first. It could be like a pre like whatever the cold open thing, you know, because it's like in the news sort of. Bart Garfunkel, it's just like that's kind of self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
He has he's like fully cartoon except his hair is like live action. And
I guess for you, he would be maybe reuniting with Small Simon.
And can I just like, again, off the top of my head, he could be like, you know, like, eat my shorts, kind of like that. Kind of something like in that maybe regard as well.
Kevin, I mean, we've been saying that Kevin's ready for this. I do just want to see like if Kevin has any.
Well, here's my moment.
If you're going to be
shine.
Doing this like by next week, do you have any characters for?
Mm-hmm.
I guess here's my big moment. What about Repo Baby instead of Nepo Baby?
Okay, Sarah has something.
Is there a Mrs. Repo Baby?
Bye.
We can go.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.